All right. Episode 131 of the Fair Enough podcast. It is a weird day in sports. I logged on to Twitter a minute ago, and the Florida Panthers were raising a Stanley Cup champion banner.
Nice.
I mean, shit's weird. Next thing you know, the Sacramento Kings are going to be hoisting the Davey O'Brien or something weird like that's going to happen.
No. Dude, Florida's been a wagon the last fucking while. Since Robert Luongo went to Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been a fucking wagon for the last 10 years. So, I mean, they deserved it.
Oh, definitely deserved it. Just something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. You know? It's just one of those things.
You know what I saw the other day was that Edmonton is the favorite. And that makes me cringe. I don't know why. I get it. They probably are the best team on paper. They have Connor McDavid. But fuck that. Fuck them. They don't get
100%.
The fucking favorite betting-wise preseason.
No, if you're taking that bet, you're a stupid person. And
yeah,
you
wait till middle of the season when they're like the third favorite, and then you take them for value. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, yeah, I mean, look at last year. They looked like one of the worst teams in the league the first quarter of the season.
Yeah. Turn it
on. And they just kind of turn it on.
Also, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, give it in.
Bob in Detroit, Mike in Chicago, Jack in Detroit. We got a little bit NFL, but pretty much right into Jeopardy today. Jack has built us a new Jeopardy. So,
flip, yeah.
I just want to give one little thing on hockey, seeing that today's opening night.
Yes.
And the Hawks are playing the Utah Hockey Club. Didn't know that the Utah UHC. Hockey Club was just, I didn't know that they didn't have a name until today. And I was like, what? They didn't give them a fucking name?
Yeah,
they
need
a Washington
name.
Football team.
I love that, yeah. But that was out of spite. This is just out of pure laziness.
Did right. you guys see any of the pictures from views in that stadium where you can only see half of the fucking sheet of ice?
Yeah, no good. It's we already did this one time. We just did it with the Islanders playing where the Brooklyn Nets play basketball. You gotta
same thing.
Yeah, you gotta build it for hockey and then happen to play basketball there. You can't build it for basketball and then happen to play hockey there. It doesn't work for whatever
Little
reason.
Caesars has some issues like that as well.
Do they for hockey?
There's a couple seats where it's not great.
Yeah, well, definitely behind the mezzanine, it's not great.
Maybe
and those are the tickets.
Make
I look
a couple
for.
More dollars.
Yeah.
They can see you. They're like, you're in the parking lot.
Yeah,
jackass.
Jack's outside of the stadium eating a hot dog. I'm not getting anything for a view out here.
What the fuck? I can't see.
That's so funny.
Mike, quick. Lions didn't play. Bears won another game. And
come on.
People could say what they want. My analysis from it was, you know, people are going to say, oh, it was the Panthers. Oh, like, whatever you want to say. It wasn't Bryce Young. Yeah, Andy Dalton was playing. And also, you got to beat the team that's in front of you. And if you can't beat, like, the bad teams don't beat other bad teams. Bad teams lose to bad teams quite often. I remember the Lions did it my entire life up until the last 2 years. And I said it on this podcast. Beating bad teams. When the Lions beat the Panthers and the Falcons last year twice in a row, I was like, fuck, that feels good because normally one of those games is one we drop. So
yeah,
you got to beat bad teams too.
Spread was 4. We won by 26. So
there you go.
It's not like it was a nail biter. It was wire to wire. We let up an opening drive touchdown and then literally never took the foot off the gas. Caleb threw for 300 yards. His QBR has gotten better every single week this year so far. Justin Fields is 3-2. Caleb Williams is 3-2. And I believe the Steelers defense has actually been better than the Bears defense, which is tough to say right now. So that's saying something. And honestly, the Steelers haven't played much either. So all the Justin Fields talk, get the fuck off my dick. The Bears are okay. They're not great, but they're gonna be a team that competes for a wild card spot. That's all we wanted. We have a stretch of 5 games or 6 games, including this past week, where we can win all of them, we can be 7-2. Simple as that. If we're 7-2, I don't care if we play nobody. Fuck off, right? I mean, that's all you can ask for. Like you said, you can only beat the team in front of you. You can't go and beat Detroit 9 times. You just can't do it. You can only beat them twice and maybe once or none. But we still can get 10 wins. So everyone, just it's a process. Also, one thing: take Caleb Williams win Rookie of the Year right now. Fucking Jaden Daniels is -250 to win it. He's only got, I think, two more touchdowns rushing. They have the same amount of passing touchdowns. Obviously, he's been more efficient, but his yardage, he only has like 100 more, less than 100 yards more than him. And his rushing is a little better, but because of how weak our schedule is, Caleb's going to start popping the fuck off. So if you're ever going to take Caleb Williams to get Rookie of the Year, because he was like -1,000 coming into the season, now he's plus odds, you take it now, and it'll be a battle to the end because they're both going to be good. But just saying, there's some value right there for Caleb.
There you go. A little flyer.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, weird kind of another weird week in the league. Something that you and I were calling for finally happened today. Bob Saleh out.
Out.
For the New York Jets. And I was kind of thinking about it this morning. And I bet you they would have fired him Monday after the Broncos game, but they had the quick turnaround to London.
I could see that.
So I bet they just kind of said, we got to fucking, we can't.
Yeah, we got to go overseas, get a new guy.
Yeah, like we don't want to leave this to the D coordinator as we're about to play a weird game in London. So,
yeah, I don't think Saleh's career in the NFL is over. I think as a head coach, maybe, but the guy goes to any team and becomes one of the better defensive coordinators in the league once again, like he was at San Fran. So,
yep, yeah, I don't think much is gonna happen for him other than he's gonna go be a DC somewhere and he's gonna be just fine. You'll see his name again at some point. Mm-hmm. But all the talk is Bill Belichick to the Jets. I don't know if that's gonna happen this year or if it happens at all. But
no chance it happens this year, dude. But Bill Belichick is doing, he's having so much fucking fun.
He seems like he's actually enjoying himself.
That's what I'm saying. He's with Ryan Clark and Ocho and fucking, he's having fun. He's doing, everyone loves him as an analyst of whatever he's doing. Like this is the fucking, the John Gruden shit. Like, unless they offer him a shit ton of money to come back, that dude ain't coming back. I don't think so. Why would he? This year.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to like jump into a situation like this where especially in New York where there's so much pressure and
you got the guy who is going to retire who can't play no more. Like, it's just not that would be dumb for him to come back, and it's just going to tarnish his reputation already more than the last few years in New England has. It's like, just if you're going to come back, make it calculated and do it right in the right spot. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And do it the right way. I don't see it being a plausible pickup at this point in the season.
Me neither. And I think Rodgers and Hackett are like super tight fellas. Like, they'll basically, I assume, just kind of take the reins on the entire offense by themselves now. They have nobody to answer to because the DC took over as head coach. So, it's going to be the Hackett and Rodgers show. Maybe they turn some things around. I don't know. I just don't see it from a Super Bowl winning standpoint, unless some crazy shit happens where they really start to gel as a team. But I just think there's too many moving pieces at this point for them to be a real contender, like against the Ravens and the Chiefs and anybody in the AFC.
I agree. Too many holes. Can't run the ball. Can't throw the ball. Can't protect the guy.
Can't protect the guy. I mean, the offensive line got Mart a little bit better from last year, but not, I mean.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, he can't be, like, he's bound to get hurt with the way things are going right now, and I hope it doesn't happen. But like you said, I think maybe a squeak into the playoffs if they really turn things around, but I just don't see it happening. AFC is becoming kind of stacked with the top dogs, and I just don't see it happening over there.
Me neither. Ravens, Bengals, that was a sick game. Bengals holder blew it for them.
I was going to say, two blunders, that game and then the Bills game. What the fuck were they doing at the end? What were we doing?
That was insane. Both teams.
Yeah.
With whatever the Texans did the drive before, and then, with the Bills to get the ball back and say, hey, we're just going to go ahead and chuck it from the one.
Three times. Yeah.
Make them burn zero timeouts.
Insane by, I mean, dude, Josh Allen had to have been concussed. He hit his hard, his head hard on the ground. But yeah, blunder there, blunder in Cincinnati. Cincinnati outplayed Baltimore fucking 85% of that game, other than the first drive of the game and the last drive of the game. And sucks for Cincy, because that would have been the get off the fucking Schneid type win.
It would have felt so good, especially big win in the division. Like, you're right back in it.
It would have been, that would have been the, like, hey, it's go time. And now, oof. But AFC is weird, man. I mean, obviously the big dogs are the big dogs. I don't see anyone touching the top four. And I don't even know if Buffalo is even in that conversation right now. They've played two poor games in a row against the two other, Houston and Baltimore.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm wondering at this point. You know, it's Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. And I mean, who else do you really throw in there?
I would say Buffalo, but I mean, the way they've just lost, you know, got stomped out by Baltimore and then bonehead blunder. I mean, they were down 20-3 in the fucking this week and they brought it all the way back. And it's like, why be stupid with 20 seconds left? It just made no sense.
Go to overtime.
Go to overtime, like, give it a chance. And that's like an awesome comeback. You're like, yeah, see, fuck you. But their defense has some stuff to work out, it looks like. And I don't know. Josh Allen, without Shakir this week, he really looked like he had a bunch of – I mean, Keon Coleman had one catch.
Made the one play.
Yeah. Matt Collins, he's not really a good – like a deep threat or anything. It's like he had nobody to really throw to.
Yeah, the stat line for Josh Allen does not tell the story if you watch that game.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was doing everything, like trying everything. They just couldn't fucking get anything going on offense and for the reasons you said.
Yeah, so, you know, this is where, you know, you lose Shakir, which you didn't think he was going to be so important, but this is where you're like, oh, I really wish I had a number one receiver.
Yeah. A guy like Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, no shit. Just a guy.
For a $140 for no reason. Yeah. By the way, always open. He was open on every route last night. Like, wide the fuck open. I was like, how? They got one guy, and you're not on this guy? I mean, obviously Worthy, too, but...
Yeah.
Fuck. After the fourth catch, I'd be like, hey, let's cover nine a little bit.
He wasn't, like, doing anything, like, special. He was just sitting in the slot and kind of just finding the open area.
Dude, seriously, that was a lot of his grabs were not even really routes. They were just kind of Juju goes out, finds an open spot in the zone, bingo.
Exactly. And Mahomes just knew what was going on. Yeah, it was weird. Weird game last night. I agree with that. Man up a little bit. I thought so, too. It was the zone. I mean, if they didn't get to Mahomes, Mahomes found an open guy. And it was always Juju or Kelsey right in the middle of the field. Almost every freaking play. Like, what are we doing? It was a weird game. Weird week in football. Some really good games. Some weird games. I think, lastly, that I want to talk about, if you have anything else to say about this week, I would love to hear it. But I'm so fixated on this, and someone needs to get caught. Jameis Winston needs to start for the fucking Browns.
Dude.
I mean, Deshaun Watson is horrible.
Yeah.
I would rather do – call up Tua's fucking dead ass. I would rather have Tua right now than Deshaun Watson.
They did that on Pardon My Take this week. They went through like the Browns quarterback jersey list.
Oh no.
And they were like, who would you rather take who wouldn't you take over Watson? And there was slim pickings on guys that you wouldn't take right now over Deshaun, which is sad. Dude. There's a lot of bad quarterbacks on that list. And, I mean, you're taking pretty much every one of them over.
Yeah,
Deshaun
there's nobody right 270 now. Mil bad, you know, or whatever he's getting.
That's a bonus on top of, okay, this guy sucks. Not only does he suck, he's, like, a top five paid quarterback in the league.
And also, at this point, like, dude, everything he's getting is guaranteed. If you bench him or play him, it doesn't fucking matter. He stinks. You take the L.
Yep.
And move to the next casino fucking game because this ain't it. You're not – blackjack ain't hitting. Go to the roulette table and throw Jameis in there and just hopefully you hit on 35-1 odds here. You know what I mean?
Yep. it's definitely – it's move your pride and ego to the side. Get rid of this guy.
I mean, there's just no reason to stop to play him. Everyone's pissed at him on the sidelines, and I'm just like, holy moly, like –
He looks lost. It's not even like a, it's not like a, oh, he doesn't have weapons. It's when he's like, when when anything negative starts to happen, he looks like he's never even played football before.
Deer in headlights. I agree 100%.
It was so weird. I noticed that this week. You know, I like hadn't watched a lot of them, but I was catching a lot of that game for whatever reason on Red Zone.
The Commanders kept fucking scoring, so you ended up seeing a lot of that game. It was exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. He did not. He looks bad. And you got Jameis.
Yeah. And it's like he might not go in there and throw for 300 a game, but like, he's going to put his balls out there and try as hard as he can. And like, he's the ultimate vibes guy. It's like, there's no way he's not going to bring a little energy to the offensive line. Like, there's just no way he doesn't throw that W up and start eating it. Like, there's just no way.
Talk about a team that could use some vibes.
Yeah. It's you have the ultimate vibes guy in the league on your fucking bench right now. And your team is just squandering, falling off a cliff and not stopping.
I do want to talk about two teams quick.
Come on.
Niners. Dead. What's going on with the Niners? The Niners, like, what are they actually in trouble? Are they just, like, what is happening with the Niners? Is CMC the whole team?
I think CMC is not the whole team, but it is a big part of it. I think Brock Purdy is going through the third year 49er syndrome. If you look at the history, all these guys, they ball out for a couple years and then they just stop playing good football. Like, you look at Kaepernick, you look at Jimmy G, you look at all these guys, it's like they just stop. And it's like, I don't know if Purdy they put too much on his plate. You know what I mean? Like, he was the game manager, you know, he was like the Alex Smith that can kind of chuck it. You know, he was that guy.
And he has good legs. Like, when he runs, he's actually got good legs.
For sure. But it's like, are they putting, because fucking McCaffrey's not there, they're putting way too much on his plate? Like, I feel like they're not giving him enough, like, at least the little bit that I was able to watch of this game last week, they're not giving him enough easy plays. It's all, like, they're not throwing screens to Debo. They're definitely not throwing to the running back. And it's, like, all downfield stuff. And it looks like the O-line isn't phenomenal. Not that it's bad, but it's not like phenomenal. And it's like, I don't know, he's too many off schedule plays that just, it's like, why are we, just because you paid him doesn't mean you got to make him do crazy shit. Like, you guys just went to the Super Bowl. Like, what happened?
Yeah,
I think CMC being out is making them, not making them, but like their play calling is a little more quarterback pass oriented when it doesn't need to be. Does that make sense? Does that sound that makes sense to you? Because
no, and I think you're spot on with, you know, like, because they tried. Obviously, there was a sentiment this week, hey, we got to get Brandon Ayuk more involved. Mm-hmm. And they did that. And he did get more involved. Obviously, the score didn't go their way. But I think, like you said, you got a guy that's so dynamic whenever he gets the ball, and it's so easy to get him the ball because you can get him the ball behind the line of scrimmage in Debo, whether it's a screen, whether it's, you know, a reverse. I didn't watch a lot of the game this week against the Cardinals. It was popping on every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of feels like Debo is an easy way to get this thing back on track, where, like you said, short to intermediate pass game, get it to fucking Debo and let him kind of take the game over. Like, we know that he can.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I do think having kicker go out in the first half.
That wasn't good.
Cause they went for it on.
They went for it on like a 35 or something like that.
Yeah. Where they could have, would have definitely been a field goal situation. I mean, they lost by two, I think it was. So it's like, that could have obviously played into it, but I mean, you can't really blame the game on that. No. So I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like they're weird, and their defense is still good, but I think they're just on the field too much right now. And, you know, you let up a couple big plays, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know?
Yep. Last but not least, a game that got delayed on Sunday night that I think most of America was like, that's fine that it got delayed. Cowboys, Steelers, two teams that are, I feel like they're just kind of Spider-Man meme. You know, it's like, I feel like, obviously Steelers, I was looking at the numbers before the game. That defense is nasty.
Nasty.
Numbers wise.
Yes.
Like, they're top three in everything. Go passing, running the ball, they're going to stop you, and they do a good job of it. The offense leaves a lot to be desired. And then on the Cowboys side, and for the Steelers offense too, you got to score more than 17 points if Micah Parsons and Lawrence aren't on the field. Yeah. Like rushing the passer, you know.
They're not a good offense. I mean, Justin Fields is not, like, they're just not an offense that's meant to score. And I don't care what anyone says, right. Like, he's just not that guy. And, you know, the defense can only hold a team under 10 so many times. Which they've done, I think, 3 of their 5 games. I don't know. I don't know if I'd say they're Spider-Man memes, but they're definitely two weird teams that are just, like, kind of, like, hanging out there in the water. I think the Steelers have – I looked – because I wanted to talk a bunch of shit to James yesterday. But I chose not to. I didn't want to be a dick.
I love it.
I think that there's at least 7 losses in the Steelers' future. At least.
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I don't think they win a game in the division. Well,
I was just going to say. They're not beating the Ravens or the Bengals, I would imagine.
I don't think so. There's some games in there that I'm like, they're not winning that game. They're not winning that game. So I don't know. I mean, there's a Tomlin team, so they might fuck around and steal a couple wins like they've already have. But I think if they played Atlanta again today, they'd lose.
Well, in November they got the Commanders, Ravens, and Bengals in 3 of 4 games. So
yeah, and they might not win one of those. So
that might be a tough little stretch for the boys.
It's just they're a weird team. I think that the Cowboys are looking up. I think they're starting to play better. But I mean, Dak threw they let 3 turnovers. They're weird. They're not in sync. I mean, CD's talking shit on the sideline. That probably wasn't as bad as it looked. But
no, I don't think so. I think he's a good player that's frustrated. I don't think it was a diva thing. I think it was more of like, hey, let's fucking get going here, boys.
Yeah, and I think he's a team first guy personally, but I could be wrong.
I think so too.
But like, you know, they're a little out of sync, but I definitely think that, I mean, they're moving the ball. They're just not scoring as many points as you think they would.
Yeah. I think the run game has a lot to do with that.
100%.
I mean, Dak's got to throw it 40 times for them to have a chance in a game.
I do think that they found a little bit in Dowdle. I don't think he's good, but I don't think he's bad. Like since they've gone to mostly Dowdle only, he's at least getting positive yardage most plays, but he's not like Tony Pollard from a couple years ago, you know.
Yep. We'll see. We're seeing the boys in person on Sunday, 3:25 Central kickoff. Oh, yeah. Producer Jack and I will be in Dallas.
In the building.
Dally boys.
To see the Lions and Cowboys. Hopefully revenge for the Lions. Oh, last but not least, NFC North, toughest division in football.
100%.
I'm glad that we're there now. We're officially there. Everybody's like, oh, shit. Yep, that's kind of what we were thinking, but now it's confirmed.
100%.
Yeah.
And honestly, to piggyback off that, the other two NFC teams or NFC divisions are kind of bad. West,
yes,
because San Fran's not that good. The Rams are dead, kind of bad. And then obviously
Seahawks just lost to the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. The East and West are kind of bad, and then the North is just fucking strong, just strong as hell. So
you don't want to see the North on your schedule. I don't want to see the North on our schedule.
And I mean, top to bottom, I hate the Packers, and they like I don't want to see the Packers. I don't want to see the Bears. I don't want to see the Lions. I don't want to see the fucking Vikings. No,
nope, neither.
They all do something really good, one way or the other.
Yep, so. They do. That's the truth.
But yeah,
all right, we ready?
100%.
Jeopardy. I feel bad because we're not talking baseball. We don't have much time today because we're kind of tight constraint with this, hockey game that Jack and I have to play tonight, but. We'll talk baseball next week. Gritty Tigers well into this thing right now.
Yeah, we'll either have a consensus. They'll either be moving on or they'll be done, and we can either talk about how great of a year one way or the other it is. So
true.
You know, it'll be instead of being the anxiety filled, stress filled conversation of it's 1-1 series right now. What the fuck's gonna happen? We'll have a
terrifying
overall just knowledge of what's going on. So. I think it'll be a little bit better for your head.
I think so too. And I'm back in love. I'm back in love with playoff baseball. It feels it's good to best. To it's be back.
The, it's the best.
It's awesome. All right, Jack, you ready?
I was born.
So what are our categories today?
Categories are stat leaders, last 3 years.
Stat leaders, okay.
We still have a general category, but it's better this time.
General, okay.
We're bringing the draft back.
Draft, I like the draft.
And okay. The pod favorite, stadiums.
Fuck yeah. Stadiums. Hey,
what do you call a Marine with the IQ of 70?
A SEAL.
General.
Oh.
General. And oh, four questions per?
Yes, four per.
Okay.
How do you make a Marine commit suicide? You throw sand at a wall and tell him to hit the beach.
Why all the Marine jokes today?
Oh, I don't know.
You should pick an easier profession to beat up, like a mailman or something.
What does Marine stand for? I think his muscles are required, intelligence, not something. I don't know, whatever. There's an acronym for it, though.
Fuck the Marines. That's what Mike came on to say.
Yeah. Anyways, go on. Let's go.
Army strong.
Yeah. Hoorah! All right.
Mike, you go first.
No! Okay.
Yes.
No. Come on, you go first. I feel like I always go first on this shit.
All right.
Well, we've done it twice. I feel like I've gone first both times.
Give me stadiums for 100.
Stadiums for 100. The largest of all the stadiums, capacity-wise, is this one.
I believe that is MetLife in New York.
It is MetLife in New York for 100.
Beautiful. We're on the fucking board.
So are any of these stadium, like the stadium questions, are they going to be all like random? They're all going to be like, okay, like capacity or what team or
the
no
name
hints,
of it.
Fuck it. No hints. Actually, shut the fuck up. Nope. No hints. I'm over here looking for hints when I'm not going to get any of them right anyways.
So no, ahead. They're all different though.
Okay, cool.
Give me, shoot me over to General for 100.
General for 100. This player is, I believe, the only one to win the MVP 3 times in a row.
This player won the MVP 3 times in a row. Is it easy? Feels like it should be very easy. But there's two people in my head.
Fucking pick one of them.
Tom Brady?
It is not Tim Brody.
Oh, fuck.
For the steal. It's not Tim Brady, motherfuckers. Is it?
This one would add.
It's not Rodgers.
Maybe.
No, it's not. Because I know
it's not Peyton.
No, I'm going to go Joe Montana from the San Francisco 49ers. I don't even.
It is not the Mountain Man.
I don't know what I was going to say. Who is it?
Oh, am I supposed to say it?
Yeah.
Well, guess.
It is Brett Favre.
No way, wow.
Dude. You know what's funny is I was thinking, okay, I was like, who is, because I was thinking before Brady, right? Like, okay, Brady's like
right.
The early 2000s to later. I'm like, who would be before that? And I was like, Favre won it a time or two. I didn't think he'd win it 3 times, though. He definitely came across my mind, but I was like, no, I wrote him off very quickly.
Wow. Board's yours, Michael.
Board's mine, huh? So isn't it technically in real jeopardy that if we both miss the board, it goes back to you or no?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I think that is how it is, but we're only playing 2 minutes, so it's okay. We're going to go we'll go draft for 100.
Draft for 1. Kenny Pickett, goated quarterback, was drafted in this year.
So do some... Uh, 2021, final answer.
It is not 2021.
2022, final answer.
It is 22 for Kenny Pickett.
I was like, it's either 21 or 22. I was going with whatever one that you didn't say.
That's so frustrating. Because
you think about it, and if he got drafted in 22, then he played in 22. That always fucks me up because I'm always thinking like, oh, if he drafted in 22, his first game was 23. But that's not the case.
No, I always go off of like, that was just a flub on my part. I should have known that. I did know that. I just fucked it up. My math was...
You just didn't.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. Give me stadiums, 200.
Stadiums. The oldest of all the stadiums is this one.
Lambeau Field.
It is not Lambeau.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Is right.
What is it?
I'm going to say, fuck me, dude. He's not. He would never do a Chicago question, would he? He would never put the fucking Bears in there, would he?
Is Soldier Field that old?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to go Soldier Field. Final answer.
It's Soldier, 1927.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit.
I was thinking, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I was like, dude, nothing on the West Coast. And then I was thinking maybe San Fran, but they just got a new stadium.
Yeah.
I was like, who else could it be?
Yeah, we didn't even have good highways out to the West Coast until fucking 1958.
27 Soldier Field, because I know that obviously they like redid it to make it look like a spaceship, and it looked different before then because they had the concrete.
Yeah, it was more of
arches.
Like
just, yeah, and I don't believe the Bears have always played there either, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they used to play at Wrigley Field back in the day.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I think they were like
Soldier was made for.
I don't know. They were like the Chicago Cardinals. Their history is weird because there was like Decatur Bears and like the Chicago Cardinals, and they play at the same time. There's a weird history that I don't know all of it. So,
lovely.
Anyways, let's go stats for 100. Let's take the lead here.
Stats 100. Last 3 years, this quarterback has led the league in passing yards.
Last 3 years combined, or he has led the league in all 3 years?
Combined. These are this whole category is the last 3 years combined.
Okay.
I think I'm going to whiff on an easy one here. I'm just going to say, Who is Patrick Mahomes?
It is Patrick Mahomes.
Damn.
I didn't want to overthink that one. I was like, you know what? If it's not Mahomes, fuck it. Bob, if you can get it, you can get it.
I was, if you whiffed, no matter who you said, I was going Dak.
I didn't hate that. I didn't hate that either. But he's just been banged up where it's like, I don't know when he was hurt. And
yeah, that's what I was trying to piece together.
Let's go stats for 200.
Stats 200. This receiver has led the league over the past 3 years in receiving yards.
Shit, dude. Once again, is it as easy as I think? Who is? See, but he missed a hole. All right. If I miss this, it's a layup for you. Who is Tyreek Hill?
It is not Tyreek.
Is it a layup for me?
I think so.
Who is CeeDee Lamb?
It is not CD.
Is it Justin Jefferson?
It is Justin Jefferson.
He missed like five games last year, so I wasn't sure if he... God, that's why I went with Tyreek. That's why I was like, oh, it's a layup for you. God,
dude,
damn.
I knew that, and I had to double-check that stat, and I started going through some of Justin Jefferson's games that he was actually in, And dude, I was like, I can see why he's leading the fucking league.
Well, and his rookie year, he had like 1,600. Then he had like 1,800. But like, I thought he only had like 1,000 last year, which is a lot. But I thought, I mean, I figured Tyreek may have had more because I think he went for like 1,800 or 1,600 the last 2 years. Has to be close. Damn.
Yeah, Tyreek was a close second.
Damn it.
They're within a couple hundred of each other.
Anyways, all right, Bob, you're up, kid.
Give me general 200.
General 200. This NFL football team has never had two winning seasons in a row.
Jesus. That's a good question. Christ.
Never had two winning seasons in a row ever.
Ever is crazy.
Yeah, ever is crazy. Is it? God, I feel like the Browns had to have done it at some point where they won two in a row, but that's like the only answer that I would feel comfortable with. Yeah, not even out of the new teams, even.
I'm glad Jack's not on camera. Not that he'd be giving facial expressions, but
yeah.
I don't like to look at people and have to guess off of what they're fucking thinking.
All right,
I'm a big face guy.
Give me the Browns for give me the Browns.
I think that's good.
It is not the Browns of Cleveland.
Fuck.
Dude, I don't know.
Fuck. That's all right. Let's backtrack here now. I mean, I think the whole East has done it. The whole South has had to have done it.
Maybe it is somebody in the South. The AFC South.
The West. I think the West.
Speaking of the South, did you see Big Cat's new fucking ranking?
Oh, yeah. Great.
The only one I disagreed with was the Saints. I want the Saints to be good so bad.
What did he put
I think they're bad. He put them in ass, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I think I'm just going to play the numbers here, and I'm going to go with the Houston Texans. Final answer.
It is not the Houston Texans. Wow. It's the Carolina Panthers.
No, Cam never went two straight years.
Two straight years.
Wow. Dude, Jake DeLome, like that team that went to the Super Bowl in 2004, they didn't win again?
Yeah, in the last 20 years, they've gone to two Super Bowls. You'd think they'd have, wow, that was never
this
on my radar.
This is another one that I had to triple check.
Wow.
Those are people that I feel bad for.
Yeah. Because
what that owner has done to that organization is fucking sad.
It's like the Bulls, dude. The fucking Bulls just go fucking 40 and 42 every goddamn year.
That is.
And then they make it 10 seed and get their shit pounced.
I feel you, dog.
We fucking suck, first of all.
We're bad. We're bad. Damn. All right, what do we got next? You're up, Mike, because I just went and whiffed.
We'll go draft for two honey. Honey.
Draft 200. Wide receiver Nico Collins was drafted in this year. My draft ones aren't unfair, are they? They're all recent players. Okay, good.
No.
These are all gettable for sure.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, we should be getting these other ones too, but I think these are very gettable. It's like... me and Mike can pretty much get it down to 2 years, I think. It's just whoever answers
right. Yeah, the thing that sucks is whoever... it seems like whoever goes first on this is at the disadvantage, honestly.
100%.
Big time. Give me a gift.
I'm thinking. So he had 2 years. All right, I'm going to go 2021 on this one.
Again. Nico Collins was drafted in 2021.
Damn it.
Okay, come on. Nico Collins, also sleeper best receiver in the fucking league. If he didn't get hurt
this
week. I have
him on my squad.
He's a dog. I think they say he's going to be out a couple weeks, but he is an animal.
Yeah, he's a dog. That's unfortunate.
Well, dude, he went out in the fucking second quarter last week.
Yeah, and he still had 80 yards and a touchdown, dude.
Yeah, he still had like 14 points for me or something stupid.
It was one bomb, and he got hurt on that. On that touchdown.
Yeah. Okay.
78.
Let's go. Let's go stats for three honey.
Stats 300.
I need one here.
This menace of the backfield has led the league in rushing yards for the past 3 years. Well, not led, but in total, cumulative, over the last 3 years.
Oh, God, I wish we can get two chances. Like I say, if I miss, you miss, I miss, you miss, because I have two
names. You can do that on this one if you want. I have an answer I love for this one.
No, no, no. We don't know. I don't want to fuck up the integrity of the game. We'll do that next time. We'll maybe kind of, I don't know, throw a redemption in there or something.
Yes. Stupid people Jeopardy, where you get a bunch of
guesses. You get like a mulligan. Like you get like one mulligan per round. Once again, dude, is it a layup? Is it this big of a layup? Because I don't even know if he's played all three of these seasons, but. It burned me last time. I'm going to go with CMC. Final answer.
It is not Christian McCaffrey of the San Frans.
Give me Josh Jacobs.
It is not Jake Joshims.
Okay. All right. Do I do this again? Is it Joe Mixon?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. I don't know why that's who was in my brain.
It's Mr. Henry.
Oh my God, that is such a layup.
Oh my God.
He went for like 2,000 2 years ago.
Yep, he did.
And now he's sick as fuck again.
He sure did.
That was such an easy one. Josh Jacobs is a good pull, though. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, and he led the league, what was it, last year?
Two seasons ago, I think.
Two seasons ago, and then had an okay. I mean, I figured, okay, this guy's just put together a bunch of good years.
Yeah, nah, that's a
not the Henry good though. Give me stadiums for 300. Getting back into this thing right now.
Stadiums 300. This is an over under. So I don't know how this is going to work if you get it wrong. I think this is an unstealable question.
How about we do this? How about we do this? No. Listen. How about we both write down an answer?
Closest guess.
No. We just both text him. Okay.
Yep.
And
I like that.
If we both go one way and it's wrong, it's dead. If we both go the right way, whoever, it's your question, so you get it right, it's you win. But if you go under and I go over and it's over, I get the question.
Sure. Let's no, I think it. If you guys both guess the same thing, then it's washed either way.
No. It's Bob's because he's the one that picked
it. His question.
I could have went stadiums twice already, and I didn't. So.
All right, this is the stadium that the Arizona Cardinals play in. And this is a capacity over-under. And the line is set at 62,000 for the Arizona Cardinals. More or less than 62.
I texted Jack. You can just say it out loud, what you think, Bob.
I thought it was over. I think it's 63 something.
Capacity is 63,400 folks.
Okay, I'm glad because I went under anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, you did go.
You
under.
Did?
Yep.
All right, good. There we go. Worked itself out. All right.
To be honest, I didn't know if Arizona was even was playing in a stadium or if they were still playing in that college stadium. So I wasn't sure. That's why I went under.
No, dude, it's Glendale. They host they host fucking Super Bowl there every year. It seems like or the national championship.
Yeah. Fair.
Give me draft 300.
Draft 300, quarterback Kyler Murray was drafted in this year.
Oh, shit.
That's a toughie. When was 2020?
It is not 2020.
I think, I mean, that by default, it has to be game one against the Lions. They tie. That had to be Thursday night. In 2019, right? Has to be.
It was 2019 for Kyler Murray. It
had to be earlier. It couldn't have been after.
No, it couldn't have been after. I remember we were sitting in your apartment in GR.
Oh, that's where we watched that game?
We like came back from like some trip or some bullshit, and then we were in your fucking living room. Or it must have been on Sunday, but yeah, and we watched them tie on some stupid shit.
I've blocked so many miserable Lions games from my memory, it's impossible to
that out. Was, I remember, I was just a funny, I don't know, whatever. Let's go General 300.
General 300. This city has hosted more Super Bowls than any other city in the country.
Hmm.
And I have a bonus fun fact for this one as well.
This is off the cuff. You know what? I'm not really thinking about back in the day, but I'm still going to stick with this, and I'm going to go with what is New Orleans.
It is not New Orleans.
Wow. Okay. That would have been my guess, too.
Damn it. I think because they've had to host the most in, like, our lifetime, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I don't didn't account. That's what I'm saying. I haven't accounted for anything back in the day.
I feel like after I just said Arizona, and now if I don't say Arizona, I'm going to feel like a fucking moron if I don't get this, and it's Arizona.
Is that
give
your
me
answer?
Arizona. Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad if I miss.
It is Miami, Florida, and they also hosted the very first Super Bowl in 1967.
So,
did they?
Before, the general category was so fucking easy that I complained. Now we're 0-3 on general.
Are we?
Yeah, dude, that's why.
Yeah, you guys are. Okay, these were all
gettable.
They're all gettable. They're all so gettable.
Absolutely gettable.
You just happen to be 0-3.
Yeah.
You guys are 1-3 in stat leaders in the last 3 years.
Which is nuts. Yeah, go ahead. it's your call here, Bob.
It is?
We're only doing 400s, right? We're doing
Got 400. Yeah, there's four questions left.
Okay. I think I'm up 300, so.
Give me stadiums 400. I got to try this thing.
Stadiums 400. This stadium, almost every year for the last 10 years, has been voted and ranked the number one stadium for fans in the NFL.
Voted the number one stadium for fans.
It's the best stadium, according to the people.
The best.
Where do people go and enjoy themselves when they're there?
10
How many years? Oh, 10 years? So
for the
this
last 10 years, it has won almost every single time.
So this isn't a new stadium. Fuck, give me Arrowhead.
That's what I would have guessed also.
It is not Arrowhead.
Wow.
See, Bob, we're on the same fucking page though here, brother, because I was definitely thinking Arrowhead.
It just made the most sense to me. Like, everybody, when we went there, everybody was nice. Obviously, it's an awesome stadium. Like, it just kinda...
All right, if can I just say the team, please, because I don't know the name?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It is not the Cluckaneers. It is U.S. Bank Stadium, way
really?
Up past them city lights, in Minnesota for the Vikes.
That place has been around for 10 years.
And also,
it opened in 2016, so it's 9 years old.
Roof caved in next one will be its ninth season. 2008.
Dude, that's a preposterous stat.
Yeah, that's just a lie.
Damn, I thought Arrowhead was locked in.
I didn't know if you guys were going to be all over that or if it was going to be one that was impossible. I honestly went back and forth between that one and a different question. And I had
that's
to that
so
one.
Lame.
I gave that's... Mike and I each 200 points.
So you both get 0 points.
I
just,
right. Yeah. I just thought about LeSean or Marshawn Lynch going, I heard you all got big blammy up in here. Big cannons.
Big cannons.
Okay. Well, that sucked. We got to get a general. Let's go fucking general for 400. I got to get a general.
Team general effort. For 4. This is one of my favorite questions on the board.
Ugh, that scares me.
Odell Beckham Jr. made a famous one-handed grab early in his career. And this one-handed grab occurred while they were playing which team?
Damn, dude.
I'm very confident about this, and I think I'm going to end up getting it wrong, but who are the Dallas Cowboys?
That's what I was
thinking. They are the Dallas Cowboys.
Damn it, dude. That one I actually knew.
I was very confident, but I've been wrong all day where I'm like, dude, please tell me I'm not remembering incorrectly.
Yeah,
was that a sick question or what? That was my
favorite. Yeah, it's a great question.
That was a good question.
Because you see that highlight so much so that like we had to have gotten
it. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Imagine if we knew the defender that was fucking on
I was
him.
Just going to say, who's the corner?
All right, and I'm going to go stats for 400.
Stats, 400.
I should have went draft. That was stupid. Anyways, go on.
This defensive menace over the last 3 years has more sacks than any other player in the league.
Who is TJ Watt?
He is TJ Watt.
Damn it.
Wow, this is the Michael takeover right now.
It's either him or Bosa.
No, I thought it was either him or fucking
Chris Jones.
Or even Myles Garrett, honestly.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't have gone. Right. I would.
That was a good get.
Bosa just gets hurt too often. Yeah, and then last but not least, we'll go draft for 400.
Drafting for 400, Mr. Football, Dr. Football, Johnny Manziel, was drafted in this year.
Holy fuck. Bob, you know this?
I think I got it.
Holy fuck, this is a question, and I don't think I'm going to get it right. Fuck, dude. I'm going to go with, this is the only one that you haven't done that's been recent.
So, this is the oldest one.
I'm going to go, what is 2016?
I thought I had it. Fuck. I thought it was 2016. I'll go a year earlier. What is 2015? When was 2015?
It is not 2015.
Is it 14?
It is 2014.
Wow, damn it, dude.
That's so long ago.
I have the program from Johnny Manziel's first ever NFL game because they came to Detroit and played the first preseason game against the Lions. I literally have them. I just moved, obviously, and picked it up and was like, oh, this is sick. I'm hanging on to this. I couldn't remember the fucking year, though.
Wow, that's wild.
I was 13 years old when he hopped in the league.
Oh.
So, as a whole, we got 9 out of 16 questions right. That's not terrible. I think
no,
we can
it's
do
not
better.
Terrible.
Yeah, how'd we feel about this one compared to the last 6 that we've done?
Great iteration. I think we're moving in the right direction.
I think we stay away from the over-unders, just so there's a steal option.
Yep.
I like the question itself, though. But yeah, I think we throw in a mulligan or so, like where if we both get it wrong, the guy who answer, like you can exercise your mulligan on a question after both teams are done or something along those lines. But I think the questions were fucking solid.
Yep, I think so too.
I would do.
I think.
Go ahead.
I think maybe we mix general and stat leaders, and I would love to see like a uniforms or logos type of like, even if Jack was like, okay, this is the only logo in the NFL that has a star in it, or this is the only logo
yeah,
in the NFL.
I'm not opposed to that. Like the stat leaders, like, okay, you know, we kind of have an idea what you were going to do. Like, okay, one of them was always going to be, you know, receiver and yada yada this, yada yada that. Yo! All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. I think someone might be in my fucking house, and I don't know who the fuck it is.
All right.
Oh, it's my fucking father. Okay.
We got a Home Alone situation going on.
All right. Good shit, though, Jack. I think that you're on the right track.
Beauty. We're going to choose a different sport for the next one.
1,100.
I have 1,500 to 500.
Jesus Christ. Beat that ass, son.
That was an ass beating. All right. Are we 1-1 then? Or did I lose the first one, too?
No, you won. I believe you won the first one. Or we tied or something. Right. I think you won the first one.
We're 1-1. Yeah, we'll keep this rolling. I love doing this. It's fun. Yeah. And we got a million ways to do more with it. So,
yeah.
Episode 131 is a wrap. Like I said, sorry we didn't talk baseball. I almost don't want to jinx what's going on with the Tigers. I was listening to the radio today. Some guy was like, yeah, we weren't doing so good, so I went and got in my car, and then we scored. I was like, yeah, I mean, whatever works for it. He's like, every time I get in my car, we score. Like, all right, let's keep the fucking juju rolling. That's so weird. Everybody's doing some weird shit to keep the gritty tigs moving along.
Love it.
Yep. Episode 131's a wrap. Hopefully next week we'll be talking to you about the ALCS.
Possible.
All right. Love you guys. See ya.